This is KUT. Police Chief Art Acevedo suspended two officers in November for making jokes about rape victims. The Austin Police Association said the respective 3 and 5 day suspensions were, quote, fair and appropriate. A local attorney had released a video in which the two APD officers are laughing at the comment, quote, go ahead and call the cops, they can't unrape you. KUT's Joy Diaz reports on additional offensive comments recently made to her while she was covering a police-related story. A quick warning, this story contains remarks some may find offensive.
Austin Police Chief Art Acevedo is convinced APD's culture is changing for the better.
This, again, is in the minority, an extreme minority, this kind of behavior.
Statistically, when you consider the couple of thousand police officers in Austin, he's right. However, there are still regrettable police shootings, and minorities still feel targeted by police. But Austin is no longer the ticking bomb, some say it was, before Acevedo took over the department in 2007. But questions linger about whether or not the APD is clearly letting its officers know that inappropriate comments will not be tolerated. Take, for instance, the comments of Officer Andrew Petrowski.
Now stop and think about this. I don't care who you are.
Petrowski is talking to me. I was at the police union's building waiting to interview the head of the union. That's when the officer approached me and started talking about the media fallout over the videotape of NFL running back Ray Rice punching and knocking out his fiancée in a hotel elevator. Rice was suspended by the NFL,
you know,
and
what?
Was released, that sports talk for fired, by his team. Petrowski says the event was blown out of proportion by the media.
You think about the women's movement today. Oh, we want to go to combat, and we want equal pay, and we want this. You want to go fight in combat and sit in a foxhole? You go right ahead, but a man can't hit you in public here? Bullshit. You act like a hoe, you get treated like one.
I recently played the tape you just heard to APD Chief Acevedo.
Somebody has that mentality, has no business in being a cop.
Normally, that kind of behavior demands that a person place a formal complaint. The Office of the Police Monitor then investigates the complaint, and so does APD's Internal Affairs. In 2012, activist Antonio Beeler did place a complaint before the Police Monitor, and Beeler says since then, many people have approached him with their own stories of inappropriate police behavior. Speaking at a public forum in front of the Police Monitor, Beeler says none of those people have made formal complaints.
And when we dig and ask them why, the primary reason they say is because nothing will happen.
Jim Harrington disagrees. Harrington is a civil rights attorney. He says things do happen. He says since Acevedo took over APD, the department has been willing to discipline and even let go of police officers that have failed to follow the department's code, something that he says rarely happened before. So, Harrington sees progress.
Unfortunately, the standard was pretty low in Austin with prior police chiefs.
Harrington says now that Acevedo has won that battle, it's time he moves on and gets rid of the often hard to prove old boys culture.
You know, this issue of how women are treated by the police has been bothering me for a long time because I know women who do training and they talk about the attitude of the officers sitting there in the classroom, you know, sort of snickering, not paying attention, rolling their eyes, you know, or making comments under their breath. So I know this is an ongoing issue.
Perhaps for some, it's not an alarming issue, but Police Chief Acevedo says for him, it is. He says a sexist mentality does not help the department gain the community's trust.
I don't think there's any mystery as to how you build community trust. It's engagement, it's accountability, it's respect, and it's an absolutely ongoing dialogue.
A dialogue that he says he will also have with his officers. Joy Diaz, KUT News.